Hey there, it's Jet Teeley, the emeritus host of the SoCal Restaurant Show and the executive chef of Pak Pao Thai in Dallas. You're listening to the very best in food 411 on AMA 30 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. We do appreciate you joining us. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that connects Saturdays. And we're about to talk about spin labels. And to bring this all alive, if you go to our Facebook or Instagram feed, you'll actually see a video of what we're talking about here. And let me tell you, it is really nifty. And we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. A few weeks ago, the Natural Products Expo West was here at the Anaheim Convention Center. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a huge show, and it fills every square inch of the Anaheim Convention Center, including all the new buildings and annexes. And if you could walk the show for 3 or 4 days and really look at every booth, you couldn't do it. It's overkill. So I always go every year looking for really mainly food products that would be of interest to you, the listener. And this year, instead of stumbling across a food product, and we have talked about some and we'll talk about more, I saw something new in food packaging labeling. And, you know, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it may sound on the surface of it, what could possibly be new in label or label technology on food products? Well, you are about to find out. The principal of Spin Label Technologies is joining us, Mike Neubauer. Mike, good morning, and it's a pleasure to welcome you to the SoCal Restaurant Show.
Good morning, Andy. Thanks for having me on.
Mike, again, I'm really intrigued with your product. Mike, just briefly, so our listeners have a better understanding of what we're talking about, what is your patented spin label technology? Because the name gives it away a little bit, but not everything.
Yeah, you're right. And you hit the nail on the head earlier about directing people to the social media pages for a visualization, just because it is something to visualize more than hear about. But in a nutshell, it's a two-label system on any sort of packaging. So it's a one label wrapped around another label, where the outer label has a window, a transparent section. So when you spin the label around the container, it reveals contents of the inner label underneath it. So in a nutshell, virtually doubling the label space.
And, Mike, it opens a myriad of possibilities to the consumer, to the end user, for information, product messages. Again, I think the possibilities are probably endless. Let's, Mike, if we can, give our listeners more of a specific example. You're doing a really intriguing program that you call Big Sky that is involved with one of our great national parks, Yellowstone National Park. Tell us about that water bottle, because again, it shows the cleverness of what you're doing, but also the fact that you need to adapt to a challenge, because there was a challenge there beyond the information that would be on the spin label. So please fill us in.
Sure. Yellowstone saw the concept of the product, and initially they thought it was a great solution for educating some of the park goers on some of the different aspects that the park had to offer. With the additional space, they added about 4 or 5 different panel sections that educated the users on what to see in the park. So when you're walking around the park, you spin the label, and you're able to identify certain areas of the park which may be of educational purpose. But we ran into a little issue with the park with respect to plastic and plastic bottles being used in a national park. So we worked with our manufacturer located up in Montana, who introduced us to a concept of a blue plastic. It's a specially resin plastic that's biodegradable. It has a slight blue tint on the bottle. And again, if you go to the social media page, you'll see what I'm talking about. And they market it as a way that blue is the new green.
And, you know, this solves a tremendous problem for them, Mike, because they want to get the water into the hands of the guests at Yellowstone, But because they are a national park and have to be ecologically sound, you know, that was a bit of a hill to climb. So, again, very clever about how you were able to resolve what could have been probably a pretty formidable challenge. And, of course, it's a win-win for everybody. Now, Mike also explained the packaging that we're talking about here. This is a water bottle that the guests get at Yellowstone. How does that work? Because this is a complimentary item, correct?
Correct. They're able to walk into the park, receive a bottle of water, which, I mean, you know, water is basically a commodity now that everybody somewhat has in their house, in their car, in their gym bag. And we just basically utilize the additional labeling space to maximize any additional information. So the park not only sells the water, but in certain areas, they give it away to the users for free. Anybody that wants a bottle of water to walk around the park, stay hydrated. And, you know, again, learn a little bit more about the park using the information on the label.
Mike, again, it's a wow. Now, a related project with water, and this is actually what initially attracted my attention at the expo to Spin Label, is you have a project that you're about to embark on in Las Vegas. Let's talk about that one because, again, the thought and the planning that goes into this, you know, this is just more than a new label technology. It's a whole marketing approach.
Yes. We consider Spin Label, particularly Spin Water, to be a marketing vehicle, a brand new technology that, again, gets the product and the message directly in the user's hands. So what better place to introduce a new marketing concept than the marketing capital of the world, Las Vegas? So essentially, the inner ads, the inner panel, the inner labels and the panel sections of the inner label work as a billboard. So we went out and we sold different areas of the inner label and figured out a solution to give away water all over the city for free. Now, the distribution model is quite impressive as well. The Strip is one area that's very densely populated, a lot of tourists, a lot of foot traffic. And again, you're in the desert, so having a bottle of water is always helpful. But we also decided that partnering with certain Uber and Lyft drivers and giving them the water to pass out to their riders is also a very lucrative model that not only gets the information in people's hands, gets them a bottle of water, but also tips the drivers a little bit better too. You walk into an Uber car, they give you a bottle of water, they're a little happier.
Mike, no kidding about that. And again, I just love the thought that goes into all of that. Mike, because Southern California is actually the largest feeder market for Las Vegas, our listeners are in Las Vegas on a regular basis. When can they expect to start seeing this water on one of their trips to Las Vegas? Because I know they'll be intrigued.
We are currently in the production phase of all this. We anticipate the first rollout to be in the summer months, which is perfect timing for that type of city. And just keep an eye out up and down the Strip, as well as in some of the rideshare programs.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, the label is very distinctive. It is the fabulous Las Vegas logo that we all know from the sign as we drive on the freeway into Las Vegas. And then the photo background in back of that is the Strip at night. So it's very distinctive and very eye-catching. Mike, as we're starting to fight the clock, you're also doing a program in schools with water. Just very briefly recap that for us, because again, it's just the possibilities here seem almost limitless.
Yeah, it's really a blank canvas of infinite marketing possibilities and potentials, and it really puts the creative mind to use. When we started developing the Las Vegas model, the whole idea of schools started surfacing. The ability to give kids free bottles of water using a very similar approach with advertising sales, sponsorship sales, and also allowing the schools to generate a little bit of revenue by donating the water and allowing them to sell it at different fundraising events, sporting events, etc.
Wow. Now, Mike, as we need to say goodbye, there are many other applications for this. We're mainly talking about food products. So in addition to every stripe of bottle, just very briefly, you have applications for cups. Tell us about that.
Yeah, cups, stadium cups, dietary supplements, pharmaceutical products, really any packaging that comes in a round container, we can figure out a way to get a Spin Label on it. Cups are unique in the sense that, again, it's a captive audience in an arena, a movie theater, a stadium, and it really allows for interaction with the fans directly in the seat using their phones, the scoreboard, or even some fans at home.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Spin Label Technologies. The principal is Mike Neubauer. Mike, what's the website so our listeners can also follow you there?
www.spinlabels.com. So SPINLABELS.com.
Mike, thanks for the time. Great seeing you at the expo, and we definitely look forward to following your progress.
Andy, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we come back, our emeritus host, Jet Tila, joined by his wife, Allie. The new cookbook, which is really impressive, is 101 Epic Dishes. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.